winners, right, James?
Yes,
there
daily
is.
Daily winners, hourly winners. We're looking forward to you winning. Be sure to be listening for that, everybody. We'll be back with more fun in the morning show here at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Biden's just weighed in on yesterday's apparent assassination attempt, which would be the second, on former President Donald Trump.
The service needs more help. And I think the Congress should respond to their needs if they, in fact, need more services.
Mr. Biden calling for help at the Secret Service. A 58-year-old suspect is in custody. Vice President Harris meets with a powerful union today. CBS's Stacey Lynn at the White House.
The International Brotherhood of Teamsters have already met with Republican nominee and former President Donald Trump. The 1.3 million member union is trying to decide which candidate to put its weight behind.
People along coastal North and South Carolina bracing for a storm system that's expected to come ashore today. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
The risk for flash flooding actually extends potentially as far north as the Raleigh-Durham Research Triangle, particularly for the evening hours.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another case of West Nile virus is confirmed in Wisconsin. State health officials say a person in Rock County was infected. It's the seventh West Nile case confirmed in Wisconsin this year. Fewer than 1% of people who contract West Nile virus develop serious symptoms, but health officials urge people to be careful to reduce their exposure to mosquitoes. We expect to learn more soon about Vice President Kamala Harris's plans to visit Madison Friday night. Meanwhile, running mate Tim Walz stumped in Wausau and Superior over the weekend.
She brought joy back to the idea of politics, an idea that it can be better, bigger than just one of us.
The Republicans will be in Wisconsin this week, too. Vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance will be in Eau Claire tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's a Wood County Resource Fair happening later this month. The Job Center of Wisconsin is holding the Resource Fair and Open House on September 25th from 10 to 1. It will be at the Wisconsin Rapids Job Center on West Grand Avenue. They'll have information on housing and child care, as well as career counseling, education and tutoring, and more. That's September 25th from 10 to 1. Absentee ballots get sent out this week. Clerks will start to distribute the ballots through the USPS on September 19th for the November 5th presidential election. You have until October 16th to register to vote online or by mail. The deadline to register at your municipal clerk's office is November 1st. You can request your ballot online or check with your local clerk about early in-person voting options. To find more election information, you can visit myvote.wy.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy, upper 50s tonight. Sunshine, 83 for Tuesday. For Tuesday night, clear skies and a low around 53. Lots of sun Wednesday and Thursday with highs near 80 degrees. Friday, back to near 80.
It's 67 right now.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at WFHR. Welcome to the show. Morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Our head of production, our co-host, Seth Habager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Good things coming up for you. We got a bunch of entertainment news to get into. We'll be touching on that in just a little bit. Got some other fun things. We'll talk about our schedule for today. Got a little bit of a change-up going on this afternoon. We'll get to that for you as well. All of this coming up, but it's a Monday morning in the 9 o'clock hour. You know what that means. No, that's not. Why I did not hit that. No, no, wrong one. Wrong
that's
one.
That's what that means.
And yeah, yeah. Let me. No, wait. I'm so sorry, everybody. I don't know what I'm. What's going? No, I. Jeez, that's the wrong one too. That,
there we go.
Oh, that's right. Welcome to the Kitchen Soap Put on WFHR, the show within a show where there's no points, and if they were, they would matter. But Seth and James couldn't understand the point system, so I threw it out.
Yeah.
But anyway, this award-winning show is going to the mushrooms. I mean the robots. I mean the robot mushrooms, or the mushroom robots, whatever you want to call them. That's where this show is going today.
James, couldn't you put on your program director hat for a minute and chat with me?
The hat. Where did I put the hat? Jeez, where did I put it? I don't even know where it is. Just imagine I'm wearing a hat, okay? Just imagine. What do you need, man?
Serious question. Do you think Melissa ate the mushrooms this morning?
Oh.
Or is she turning into a robot? Either way, I think we have a problem here.
Ha! Neither. Seth, you're just looking for a reason to get rid of me. No, this is actually a real thing I wanted to discuss today.
To be fair, you are acting just a little bit more stranger than usual, Belle.
Well, this is a strange topic. I'm just trying to get you all in the mood.
Oh. That's not a mood I want to be in with you in the room.
Hey, don't make this awkward.
You already did.
Shush. This is an interesting and important topic I think we should discuss.
How does this relate to the kitchen, exactly?
I mean, some people think mushrooms are edible. I don't, but some people do.
Well, after this episode, you may want to think twice about eating them.
Yum. I'll think twice or even three times. I think about eating mushrooms a lot. Not as much as pie, but I do think about it. Sautéed white button mushrooms smothered in a grilled sirloin steak. Baked portobello mushrooms stuffed with delicious cheese and garlic goodness. Marinated and roasted oyster mushrooms served in a warm pita with chili oil and fresh herbs. Bon appetit.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned oyster mushrooms, Seth, because we're going to be discussing the king oyster mushrooms specifically today.
They're so good. Oyster mushrooms contain a wide range of essential vitamins and minerals like potassium and B vitamins. They're also low in calories, fat, and cholesterol.
And they dream when they sleep.
What?
Yeah, seriously, what did you just say?
I honestly had the same reaction when I found this article, so I searched for more information just to make sure what I was reading was accurate.
I'm a little afraid right now.
Well, these two articles we'll be reading from come from ScienceAlert.com and the Popular Science magazine, and they were posted earlier this month. Can you believe I sat on this for over 10 days?
I think you should sit on it longer and let mushrooms sprout up around you and take you away to fairyland.
Aw, that was almost sweet, Seth. But let's get back to our topic, robo-shrooms.
Yes, the staple in sci-fi shows and literature, sinister, brain-controlling mushrooms that are going to take over the world!
Not exactly, Seth. This actually looks interesting to me.
I'm skeptical, and I doubt you'll convince me.
The article is ScienceAlert.com is titled, Engineers gave a mushroom a robot body and let it run wild.
Whoa, now I'm listening.
Researchers know that fungi have vast mycelial networks that flicker and pulse with electrochemical responses similar to those of our own brain cells. Hmm. They wondered what this web of impulses might do if granted a moment of freedom.
An interdisciplinary team of researchers from Cornell University in the U.S. and the University of Florence in Italy took steps to find out. Yes, my people!
They put a culture of the edible mushroom species Pleurotus erengi, also known as the king oyster mushroom, in control of a pair of vehicles which can twitch and roll across a flat surface.
No way!
Wow.
Way. Through a series of experiments, the researchers showed it was possible to use the mushroom's electrophysiological activity as a means of translating environmental cues into directives, which could, in turn, be used to drive a mechanical device's movements.
In other words, the mushroom was able to sense and respond to the environment after it was grown into the electronics of a robot.
That's crazy!
Not as crazy as it sounds. According to the article, melding meat with a machine is nothing new. Evolution has had hundreds of millions of years to fine-tune organic machines, so it's only natural we turn to biology for shortcuts on making robust devices that can sense, think, and move how we want.
It goes on to say, surprisingly, the fungi kingdom is something of an untapped gold mine for cybernetic technology. easily cultured with relatively simple requirements and a propensity to survive where many other organisms would struggle, molds and mushrooms could provide engineers with a variety of robust living components to suit just about every sensory or even computational need.
But really, how is this useful?
Mm.
Cornell bioroboticist Anand Mishra said, "This kind of project is not just about controlling a robot."
He goes on to say, quote, "It is also about creating a true connection with the living system, because once you hear the signal, you also understand what's going on. Maybe that signal is coming from some kind of stresses. So you're seeing the physical response because those signals we can't visualize, but the robot is making a visualization.
Stresses? Oh, dear. The vegan community is going to go wild over this one. What will they make their fake meat out of now that if mushrooms are sentient?
That's a topic for another day.
Mm.
As I said last week, I don't think you should be choosing the topics anymore, and today reinforces that thought fully. You realize you're ruining mushrooms for me right now. How am I going to enjoy their deliciousness if I'm worried about them being stressed? Am I killing them when I grill, saute, or roast them? Are they still alive when I eat them? I'm having an existential crisis right now.
You're okay, bro. Here, breathe into this bag.
Yeah, that's plastic.
Yeah. And?
You're not supposed to breathe into a plastic bag, and I'm not hyperventilating.
But you could become so overwrought with the big questions involving the meaning of life that you might start to hyperventilate.
So you hand me a plastic bag?
I thought you could just put it over your head. Problem solved.
Nobody should put a plastic bag over their head for any reason. As a PSA, don't do that. Melissa, you know that.
I just wanted to see if he'd do it.
Oh, you think you can manipulate me, huh?
Well, you read everything I write in the script without deviation, so I thought I'd try it.
That's it. I'm done.
You can't be done. You have two more pages.
Ah.
Though you did have a lot more lines than me in this first hour, so I guess you can be done.
He can just make up his own lines if he doesn't like what I tell him to say.
Fine. I will.
To finish out our topic today, let's discuss what researchers are hoping to accomplish with RoboShrooms.
In the article from Popular Science titled "The Robot is Being Controlled by a King Oyster Mushroom," they discuss the fact that mushrooms have a network of underground strains that connect fungi together. They, quote, "naturally respond to changes in the natural environment, whether that by a variation in soil chemistry or increased light exposure."
Yikes.
Fungi have been known to survive in extreme cold temperatures and can withstand radiation levels that would kill many plants or animals. That environmental resilience could prove useful in future efforts to deploy hybrid robots in harsh, unforgiving environments or even in space.
Space mushrooms!
Space mushrooms! Quote, researchers believe that their findings could help produce future robots that are better able to automatically respond to unexpected changes in environments. In theory, fungus biohybrid robots could be released onto cropland to automatically monitor or changes in soil chemistry.
In the scenario, the fungus would naturally respond to any contaminant or potential disease affecting the soil by sending an electrical signal. The signal would then be recognized by the robot, which could intervene.
Soon they will have EMD. Mushroom DJs all around.
Mushroom DJs all coming up. Cornell University professor of mechanical and aerospace engineering Rob Shepard said, quote, "The potential for future robots could be to sense soil chemistry and row crops and decide when to add more fertilizer, for example, mitigating downstream effects of agriculture like harmful algal blooms."
Robot designers often took inspiration from the natural world when creating biohybrids. Engineers have used cells from sea slugs, jellyfish, and rats to create a plethora of simultaneously fascinating, and dystopian-looking machines capable of crawling, swimming, and walking.
You only have yourself to blame. You wrote it.
MC Mush. I like MC Mush as a DJ name for a mushroom.
Yes.
Eventually, scientists believe that cornucopia of animal-machine mixtures could be deployed in swarms to remotely monitor coral reefs, forests, and other ecosystems. Once their job is complete, the organic elements of the robot could, in theory, simply be left to biodegrade.
Swarms of animal machine mixtures left to biodegrade? Are they sentient or not? Next, Melissa will want to talk about human composting for burial again. This isn't a kitchen segment anymore.
Actually, human composting is an eco-friendly option for the disposal of a body after death. It's gaining traction in the U.S. and is known as natural organic reduction. Benefits include reducing the toll on the environment and cost less than a traditional burial. It's the way I plan to go. I just need to get it in my will.
Ugh, this is ridiculous. Can I quit again?
Nope, I quit first.
I already quit.
But I'm quitting for real.
For real?
Yep. You're right, Seth. I've run out of ideas for topics. And with the new community story show I'm working on for Tuesdays and Thursday afternoons, I honestly just don't have enough time to give this segment its due. I believe it's time to hand the reins back to the original creator of this segment.
Really?
Yes, really.
Oh.
Hey. It's Beth! Thank you for joining this last segment with Melissa Kay. I am delighted to take over the segment, and I'm looking forward to making it my own. And thank you for continuing the vision that I had until I could get here officially.
Oh, well, believe me, we're delighted to have you on the team. Bye, Felicia. I mean, Melissa. Why did you make me say that? I, for one, will be delighted to no longer have Melissa putting words in my mouth all this time, and she doesn't really know me.
And that's okay with me.
I think it's time we might want to close this segment. Thank you for joining. The kitchen is open.
As program director, I think it's best if the segment goes on break for a couple of weeks. We give Beth a little time to get in the swing of things before picking up and running with this.
Thanks. That's a great idea, James.
Right. Hey, if you would like to sponsor the new and improved Kitchen's Open segment, please call Pam at our front desk.
That's right. That phone number is 715-424-1300. 715-424-1300.
And with that, we'll close the kitchen.
Yay. It is great to have you with us, Beth. Thanks so much for jumping in. And we're really looking forward to, in a couple of weeks, continuing this and continuing kind of where this all started.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been almost two years, and it's been great to listen. And I really do, Melissa, want to give you a whole lot of credit. You're the one that made it award-winning. Mm-hmm. I came up with the idea, but you took it and you ran with it, and you've made something wonderful out of this segment. So I just hope I can do it some justice.
Yeah. Oh, I believe you will. Mm-hmm. And it's been a lot of fun. So thank you for being part of the team.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. And be sure to catch that wonderful voice of Beth's over on WYRI. She's going to be doing some tracking for us on the weekends as well. Mm-hmm. Be sure to join us for that. And we're looking forward to the Kitchen's Open coming back in a couple of weeks, Beth.
Well, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah. And
it's going to be the second anniversary show.
It is.
That's really cool.
Right. I forgot that's about really that. Cool. Oh, wow.
We got all kinds of anniversaries coming up around here for things. That's a lot. It's going to be a fun couple of months here. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a lot of fun working with you again, Beth. Looking forward to it. We'll talk real soon.
Sounds good.
Thanks for joining us. Mm-hmm. And Melissa, amazing work with this segment over the years. A really, really great work. We appreciate you and looking forward to your show coming up real soon. Yeah. Again, Tuesdays and Thursdays, Community Stories with Melissa. That'll be around the corner, and we'll be playing that for you real soon.
Maybe
everybody.
Someday I can put words in her mouth. We'll see what happens.
Oh, let's see that happen.
Be on the lookout for that show coming up, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives. Join James and Southwood County Humane Society for Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Stay up to date on needs, events, and available pets. Over 100 pets have been adopted thanks to area sponsors. To learn how to help, call Ashley at 715-496-0710.
Free peanuts! Get your free peanuts over here! Yeah, peanuts are great, but the Packers regular and preseason specials at Jammers Bar and Grill are bar none in comparison. It's hard to beat specials like a dollar off mixed drinks and 50-cent slammers when the green and gold score. Or grabbing your favorite domestic brew for just $2.50. When you're watching the game, don't just watch the game. Get into it at Jammers Bar and Grill, Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Don't miss a play this season.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy, upper 50s tonight. Sunshine, 83 for Tuesday. For Tuesday night, clear skies and a low around 53. Lots of sun Wednesday and Thursday, with highs near 80 degrees. Friday, back to near 80.
Currently, 69 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine.
We hope you're having a great Monday out there and a good start to your week. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at WFHR. Do want to send a big, big shout out to Melissa and Beth and the great work that they have done and are going to do, Beth is going to do on that segment. Really appreciate that and appreciate all you've done over the years on that one, Melissa. Nice work.
It's been fun.
Kudos to you.
We dive into some more entertainment because that's that segment is always entertaining. We continue the conversation here, and I had to pull a bit of an audible this morning because the news broke that Tito Jackson of the Jackson 5 passed away. At the age of 7. Tito, I believe, one of the certainly founding members of the Jackson 5, and I believe the oldest member of the Jacksons at the time.
Of the siblings, he was
the oldest, I do believe. And it was in and never got his due as a musician.
Not really.
You know, like an actual very talented musician that never really got like a certainly obviously the was in the shadow of Michael, like all the Jacksons really were, including Janet, who I believe was 3,000 times more talented than Michael Jackson, but just never got her due. I know Janet's one of the biggest stars of all time.
Right.
I still don't think she's big enough. I still don't think she got the credit she deserved.
Probably not.
And Tito was very similar to this. Very good musician.
He kind of ended up the butt of jokes, too, sadly. Yeah. I don't know if it was because of his name or what.
It's because of his name.
Yeah.
It's the low-hanging fruit of comedy. I'm not going to think. Tito is a funny name.
Sounds
so I'm
going to
go on
Tito
and stuff. Right. But and because of that, never really got the credit he deserved.
Yeah, I think that's true.
And definitely going to be missed.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, we talked about the idea of a Goonies sequel that was coming out.
Right.
Touched on this a little bit. Well, British tabloids can't always be trusted. And last week, there was a rumor, and we did mention that this was a rumor. Mm-hmm. We did say this over and over again, made it very sure that it was clear that it was a rumor. Last week, the rumor that Goonies sequel was in the works. Well, some of the cast have shut that down. Corey Feldman came out right away and said, quote, "Everyone is asking. I can officially tell you 100% no. I have no info that a sequel is in the works." Martha Plimpton, who played Steph, said, quote, "People, there is no Goonies 2 script. There is no, quote, attached. Spielberg is not directing. It's not real. What is real is check your registration and vote."
Whoa. Nice turn. I like that.
She's done a pretty good job of that kind of stuff.
Not bad at all.
Sean Astin might still be trying to make it happen, though. He posted a fake poster and said, quote, "It's our time. Come on, Steven Spielberg."
Nice.
The poster he posted, "Goonies are good enough." That would be the tagline, which is kind of funny.
Which was the Cyndi Lauper song from the soundtrack?
Yes. Yeah. So this is what if... I don't know that this was ever real, and I don't know that it ever wasn't. Unfortunately, as we've touched on a lot of times, this is the way these things work, and it's going to be happening more and more as we go forward. I don't care if it's your favorite team and they have a new jersey idea, or they're thinking of something they're going to add to their ballpark, or if it's a movie or TV show, they quote unquote let these things quote unquote leak, and we find out later on whether they're real or not.
Right.
And it's all based on reaction.
Right.
The reaction from this Goonies 2 was not great. Not a lot of people were excited about this, and a lot of nostalgia kicked in for a lot of people.
Right.
And I'm not saying that's why Corey Feldman or Martha Plimpton came out against it. They oftentimes are not in on these conversations because that's the way the talent is treated. Actors are not treated like they have a seat in the table or anything. Just stand on X and deliver your line.
Mm-hmm.
They would have no idea one way or the other in many ways if this was going on.
Right.
And to be fair, Steven Spielberg may not even know that this is going on because this is oftentimes who owns the IP.
Right.
Who owns the IP of the Goonies? They're going to make the final decision on what happens with this, regardless if there's an original name attached to it or not. So we'll see. But the thing that I feel like that is lost in this is the opportunity that could happen. Steven Spielberg is one of the most creative writers and directors we've ever had in the industry. And I think if you really wanted to do this, younger generations could get into a Goonies and refine the original movie and enjoy it and everything if they did it right. And I think the only right way to do it would be them as adults and their kids getting on an adventure and finding a map and but maybe even the same map and going after the pirate's treasure.
I forget what he's called,
but that's what it was all about.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't seen Goonies. The problem with all of this for me is it ruins one of the better endings. The ending of Goonies is awesome. I think it was. Mm-hmm. As a little kid, I didn't expect to see the pirate ship and stuff and everything. I thought that was really cool. I thought it was awesome. Right. And it almost kind of ruins that for me. Like I understand. I'm an adult. IP, money, that's what rules the entertainment industry. Every once in a while, it wouldn't be a bad idea to make the creative choice and maybe not do something.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Maybe you could be okay.
All right. I got something for you.
Oh, no. I had something first.
Okay. You go ahead, Melissa.
Okay.
Don't put words in
my
mouth.
I got the way to redo it.
Mm.
Or to do it and bypass all of this.
All right.
Call it Gonies. Gonies. With the previous cast, and it's a complete spoof.
Oh, I like that.
Ooh, going a completely different direction.
Yes, I like that.
Well, here's the point I was going to make, and now this is obscure, boy.
Mm.
Can't help myself. So if they ever were to do a sequel, no matter what they call it, it would not be Goonies 2. It would be Goonies 3. James, do you remember this?
Oh,
okay,
boy, I do.
When the movie came out in 1985 or whenever it was, okay, a couple years later, they released a video game, but they called it the sequel to the movie.
Yeah.
So the video game was called The Goonies 2.
Yeah,
right.
It was supposed to be completely different, and it was like it was a thing they were trying then, you know, to try to like you know combine you know marketing with video games and all
it
these things.
It was a really smart idea at the time. Yeah. It's just way too early,
done it
right?
Well, now
exactly, but of course it didn't really work out the way they thought, but. I think, doesn't that mean that if there is a new one, it has to be Goonies 3?
Yeah, it's technically, it's a good point.
Is it canon? Is the video game canon? That's what I need to know.
They're doing more and more of this stuff now. I think it's premiering this week, the Penguin TV show with Colin Farrell. The director of the Batman movie with Robert Pattinson has come out and said, you're going to want to watch it because it's going to tie into Batman 2.
Oh, wow.
And really intricately. So they're really trying to combine worlds here
stuff,
now with movies, TV shows, and some of that.
Been doing it for a little while, yeah.
That's the next big thing, because that is the big thing going forward now, is turning video games into movies and TV shows. That is your new superhero movie. That is what's going to be going on for the next 5 to 10 years, is seeing a lot of this. It's interesting, the topic you had Melissa, for The Kitchen's Open, because the whole time we're talking about that, all I could think is The Last of Us. And that movie that's based on a video game, which is all about fungi taking over and all of this and everything. You're going to be seeing more and more of this. With the Fallout just like did great at the Emmys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's based on a video game.
It is.
You're just going to see more and more of this going forward. It's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is always interesting. As we are known here at WFHR for a number of different things, we are also the home of all Dolly Parton news. Of course, the head of our news department understands that, Melissa Kay. She sent over an article the other day that I thought was really cool. Dolly Parton was dubbed a Kentucky Colonel. The highest civilian award in the state by the governor, Andy Beshear, as she promoted the expansion of her children's literacy program, Imagination Library. Parton's father never had the chance to learn to read, having grown up poor. So Imagination Library gives books to infants every month from when they are born until they enter kindergarten to improve literary rates.
Mm-hmm.
You all know all about Imagination Library because of our United Way of Southwood and Ames Counties.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
They do an amazing job promoting this. Mm-hmm. In fact, I would say I think Terry and I have been working together 7-8 years, something like that. When she first talked about this, I went right after, bookmarked it, and I've been doing the Imagination Library every year ever since. $30 a month. Or $30 once and boom.
Yeah, you know, once like a year, that, isn't it, actually?
Once
yeah,
a year.
Yeah,
once
right,
a year.
$30. That's all it is.
I encourage you to find out more at uwswac.org. We're going to have the United Way joining us this week on Midday Magazine. We'll talk more about that and plenty of other things. But had to mention, had to prompt that in there. And speaking of Dolly Parton, back in June, Dolly Parton announced that she was launching her own wine brand called Dolly's Wines. And now the first one is finally available. The Dolly Wines Chardonnay is now available at Kroger, Total Wine, and more, and most, you know, most of your department store, mm-hmm. most of your grocery stores. The suggested retail price is $14.99 a bottle. And this was important to Dolly. She did not want it to be an expensive wine.
Mm, cool. I like that.
If you've been to a dollar store recently, you also notice that she has a line of her like apparel and stuff. Not clothing, but like different household items and mm-hmm. everything she is selling and doing a little bit more of this.
Cool.
You can go to dollyparton.com to find out more. Dollyparton.com. And
I
the Emmy.
Try that. $14 is actually an expensive bottle of wine for me. So I have to spend around 10 or 12.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So 14 would be high end.
For Melissa.
For me, yes.
The Emmys were last night, and congratulations to everybody involved. Some big names won some big awards. Really shocking to see Shogun from FX win a drama series, but if you've seen it, if you watched any of it, it wouldn't be shocking.
I heard a lot of good things about it.
FX does this. Every once in a while, they've got these shows that come out that just are incredible. Mm-hmm. For Best Comedy Series, Hacks from HBO Max. Lead actor in a drama series, Hiroko Asanda from Shogun.
Nice.
Supporting actor in drama series, Billy Crudup from The Morning Show. Congratulations to him. That show is amazing, The Morning Show.
And some good recognition for an actor who's been around for a very long time.
Absolutely.
And a lot of great work.
Yeah, I don't know if Billy Crudup's ever won an award.
I don't think so.
I was so happy for him.
Yep.
Lead actress Anna Sawai from Shogun. Best supporting actress in a drama series, Elizabeth Detchick from The Crown. Lead actor in a comedy series, Jeremy Allen White from The Bear. Just a great run he's mm-hmm. been having. Best supporting actor, Ebon Ma. Bacharach for The Bear. He is going to be your next thing in the Fantastic Four movies.
That's right.
Lead actress in comedy series, the great Jean Smart for Hacks. Congratulations,
congratulations
to Jean Smart.
Congratulations to Jean.
Supporting actress in a comedy series, Liza Colasias from The Bear. So The Bear just sweeping
the award.
No
kidding.
Best actor in a limited and anthology series, Lamorne Morris from Fargo. And congratulations to him, and maybe the best speech of the night.
And oh, cool.
Just a really, he's never been nominated for anything, never won anything, and you could tell like what it meant to him and everything.
Aww.
And I did all of this so I could mention that the best award for a lead actress in a limited or anthology series, Jodie Foster for True Detective. Yes! Bring it home, Jody.
And I'll turn your motive the whole time. The whole time.
Best
surprised.
Best talk series went to The Daily Show from Comedy Central.
Hmm.
And best scripted variety series went to one of the best shows on TV, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
Hmm. Hey. Very good.
It's pretty cool.
That's a pretty cool list there.
That's a big one. Big list, a big night for the Grammys, mm-hmm. Emmys.
Yep.
We will take a time out, check in with our partners, get some state, local, and sports news in for you. And when we come back, we are talking about some fun stuff. Got a good one for you. Hotels.com has the most unusual room service requests. We will discuss coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. At least 1,350 people in Wisconsin registered to vote after pop star Taylor Swift endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris last week. That's according to Vote.org. Swift posted her support for Harris on Instagram Tuesday night after the presidential debate. There's talk of trimming the Federal Trade Commission by 27%, but Aaron Witte of the Consumer Federation of America says the FTC has good ideas, like making it easier to cancel online subscriptions.
That would make it as easy for someone to cancel a subscription as it is to sign up for it. And that proposal has gotten thousands of comments from consumers about how much time they are wasting.
A group called Opportunity Wisconsin is calling on Congress to pass clean funding bills without extreme provisions that would hurt families. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids is fully open to traffic. The road construction project closed Lincoln Street for most of the summer. City crews marked the remainder of pavement markings and wrapped up a small amount of ancillary work last week. Work is continuing on the Mead Field pickleball courts. Concrete sidewalks have been poured on the west and north side of the courts. The bases and posts for interior fencing, net posts, and perimeter fencing has been installed by American Fence. The surface course of asphalt should be paved soon. Networking at night with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce is at the Nakusa Community Center tonight. You can stop down for food, fun, and networking from 5 to 7. This is open to members and future members. It's free to attend. They'll have live music, games, and a 50-50 raffle. Appetizers are provided by Four Nakusa. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
It's a victory Monday for the Packers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay got a 10-point lead in the first half and stayed ahead of Indianapolis the rest of the way, taking a 16-10 victory at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur was happy to get the win.
We talked about playing complementary football, and I thought we did a pretty good job of that, though there were some opportunities there to really put the game away. But, you know, you never know in this league, and you got to battle for 60 minutes, and our guys did that. I think anytime you hold a team of that caliber to 10 points, that's a hell of a day defensively.
The Packers will play Tennessee this Sunday. Milwaukee's run of extra inning losses continued Sunday as the Brewers fell 11-10 in 10 innings to the Diamondbacks. Milwaukee took a lead in the top of the 10th but gave up 3 runs in the bottom half with closer Devin Williams left in the bullpen. It doesn't get any easier for the Brewers, who will host the Phillies and Diamondbacks for a 7-game homestand beginning tonight. Milwaukee's lead in the NL Central is at 10 games. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Back again. Tri-City Services wants to warm the hearts of their neighbors by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need. Nominate your person at calltricity.com before October 18th.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new text to win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
right, yeah, lean left, great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media radio network and on the Civic Media app.
To everyone who loves Culver's, the feeling is mutual. I'm Nicole from Culver's of Cross Plains, Wisconsin. And when I'm serving you a Butterburger, I'm just as happy as you are. I almost get giddy when I hear the sizzle of our fresh beef on the grill. Seeing that smile that comes from a meal made just right, some call it magic. But I like to call it love at first bite. Stop in for a cook-to-order Butterburger and let us make Culver's your happy place.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Many people struggle with a lot of these things, though, like making and maintaining friends, making new friends. Mm. These are things that actually, like, I'm very envious of the people that are good at making friends or can just start a conversation with just about anybody.
What people don't understand is that's why James hired me and Melissa, not because, you know, we're talented or anything. He's lonely.
Very.
That's how he gets friends. He hires them to work with him.
My friends' contact list, it is 3 guys.
Weekdays from 8 to 10.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy, upper 50s tonight. Sunshine, 83 for Tuesday. For Tuesday night, clear skies and a low around 53. Lots of sun Wednesday and Thursday, with highs near 80 degrees. Friday, back to near 80.
Currently, 69 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We got some fun stuff to get into right now. This I always like these unusual lists.
Love them.
Hotels.com released a list of the unusual room service requests they have had. PG version.
Family show.
Yeah, family show and all. But this is going to be an interesting one. And I do want to hear from you guys and from the audience if there is, if you have one to add to the list, the weirdest item you have ordered or asked for from room service. That's a good. This could be a fun one.
That's a good one.
This could be fun. I think I might have a fun one to wrap up with.
having worked in the industry.
Yeah. Somebody asked for an Evian-filled bathtub.
So a
child could, quote, bathe in the purest waters.
What?
Oh, boy.
First of all, we don't know if that's the purest water.
Yeah.
They're just saying that. We don't know where that water came from.
I guarantee you it is not. I guarantee you it is not.
It's a plastic bottle. Yeah, it can't be pure anymore.
Somebody asked for a custom Algarin menu for their pet. Gluten-free, dairy-free.
Really?
For their pet.
I need a menu with no allergens for my pet. That's ridiculous.
Yes.
Okay.
Somebody asked for burnt toast. Specifically burnt toast.
Hey. I'm sure there's people out there that like their burnt toast, you know, a little carbon in your diet.
Some people believe it's a hangover cure.
That's true.
I can't think of the gentleman's name. Darn it, I can't think of it. Nance, the guy who does the golf every year, the Masters every year.
Yeah, I think Jim Nance, or he did. I don't know if he still does it.
Tradition like no other. yes. He would walk around, if I have this right, he would walk around with a picture of the way he wanted his toast. It was laminated and everything. And anytime he would go to a restaurant, he'd pull it up and be like, I want my toast like this.
Well, that's the way to get the toast.
It's better than having to try to describe it, right?
Yeah, here's
a picture. This is what it looks like. This is what I want. Still, kind of lame.
I'm sorry. It's a color between tan and brown. You know?
Yeah.
It's not a beige.
Yeah.
There better not be a speck of black on that.
An ochre. It's between tan and brown.
That's still kind of snobbish to me. But
A caviar hot dog. Caviar hot dog, somebody asked.
So the highest and lowest of foods.
I guess, yes.
Together.
Preferably at one. Last. Yeah.
Fresh goat milk.
Fresh goat milk.
From the goat.
Yes.
Right there. Bring the goat to the room.
A lot of hotels have goats on staff.
Yeah, on staff.
You know, just in case. 4 pounds of bananas. Not four, not five. Yeah.
For my gorilla.
What do you do with 4 pounds of bananas in a hotel room?
I don't know.
A high five from a team member to ensure their room service request was read.
Wow. That's clever. I will give him that. Still kind of a jerk move, but still.
I would have given him a fist bump just to mess with him.
Just to mess, totally.
They also have a list of the strangest belongings that were left behind.
Oh, yes. These are always fun.
Like expensive stuff, like a Rolex was left behind, a Birkin bag. These are like $6 million items and everything. Animals. A chicken and a pet lizard were found and returned after their owner checked out. Imagine walking into your hotel room and there's a chicken in there.
As a housekeeper.
Yeah, as a housekeeper.
I mean, they find, I'm sure, some just stuff anyway, but that's got to be. Wait, how do you forget your chicken?
Yeah.
How do you take a chicken into a hotel room in the first place?
Yep.
It's hard to find a pet-friendly hotel room that'll take dogs and dogs.
How about a chicken?
Yeah.
Can I bring my chicken?
I like to bring my own lunch. No. I do it for the eggs.
Essentials. A guest forgot 2 full leg casts, and 10% of hotels say that their guests have left behind their dentures.
Oh, no.
That's rough. That is rough.
Why am I having trouble eating? Oh, my dentures. Oh, totally forgot.
It's very tough to call the hotel for those items, too, afterwards.
I got you my dentures.
When you don't have your dentures.
Yeah, that's not easy, man. That's not fair. And the unexplainable. Other lost and found items include a rice cooker, a tire iron, a blender, and construction piping. Just left there.
Now, so, the rice cooker and the blender I could understand because people who travel a lot and have to stay in hotels, those are two things that would make it very easy to, like, say, make smoothies for breakfast and rice for dinner.
The construction piping, they were worried about leaving it outside. Yeah. For the evening? Is that what it was? Yeah, I got to bring it up to the room. Otherwise, someone might steal this piping, you know?
Yes, yes.
You just never know.
And then he forgets it. It's your one job.
You can go to the job site. It's the feature of the room, you know? It just looks so aesthetic there in the corner. Yes.
This piping is perfect.
I've had so
real industrial look.
I've had so many of these. I'm just going off the top of my head some that I can remember. I had a gentleman when I was working at in Illinois, at the fanciest hotel I ever worked at. They're also the hotel that would host and have a lot of the players for the local team, like we have with the Rafters here in town. They would have the same thing with the Kane County Cougars,
right?
And they had a handful of players, Ben Zobrist, some players come through there over the years. Had one player who came in very late who was supposed to play that next day in the afternoon. And with a straight face at 2 in the morning asked me where he could find a jock strap. Straight. And panic in his voice. Panic in his voice.
I can't. I forgot it. I got to get one. Yeah, I can't play without one.
Like just like he'd forgotten his mitt. Like, like it was just, it was that desperate.
He must have been an infielder or a catcher.
I have had multiple
equipment.
I have had multiple people ask me at just a hotel clerk, not in my personal life, just as a hotel clerk, not only where I could where they could find drugs, but where they could find illegal drugs, like specifically being very specific. Now the reason I bring this up is because the people, whatever you're imagining in your head, think of the exact opposite, and those are the people that were asking me, not the people that you would think would be doing this, but people that would never think of doing this. I had a person come up to me with a coffee pot in their hand asking me to make their coffee for them because they could not figure out the coffee device. I had somebody asking me not for socks, worn socks. Straight face again, very serious, worn socks. Didn't
you
like
worn socks when you're lost and found.
They didn't like to break in socks. And this lady went for a half an hour, man. I'm sitting there trying to do my work and all this, and she's just standing there at the counter the whole time. The problem with regular socks when I wear them, and she just on and on and on. It was just, yeah.
Oh my God, that's
how, heard some doozies.
I was gonna say it's worth it for the source of the stories, I guess. maybe at the time you're like, what am I doing?
As a writer, yeah, exactly. Couldn't ask for better. Yeah. But what about you out there? Is there any requests you have had that are a little out there, anything like that? Let us know. 715-424-2600. It's a touch it away in the Civic Media app.
Yeah, just don't call up and ask for drugs. We're not going to help you.
Yeah, no.
We don't do that here.
I do have a number here. It is to Mr. Becker. It is to a Sean Becker. I'll let you. I'll just hook you right up there. I don't know. I'm trying to think of two because I know there are also. I had somebody when I was working in Carpinteria at a hotel over there. Carpinteria is right in between Santa Barbara and you got a little ways to go before LA, but basically give you an idea in your head here where it is. It is a highway town, they call it. I had somebody come there and ask me, hey, I want to see the Raiders. And they wanted tickets to see the Raiders. And I'm like, okay, well, at the time, the Raiders played in Oakland, and they were up a ways, quite a ways away
from there, yeah.
And this person did not believe me. No, I was told they play here, like in Carpinteria, like in this driveway. And this person would not let this go. No, I was told they play here. That's why I got a hotel here and all that. And another one of those 40-minute conversations where I'm pulling out a map and showing them, look, Oakland is over here.
I love the idea that you had a map ready. It's just like, oh, got to get this map out again.
Well, being the highway town, we have to be able to show people around.
That's
and
right.
everything.
I love it.
Because this is how long ago I used to work there, which is, feels like it was 50 years ago, but it was only like 10 or 15. It wasn't that long ago. I don't know why, but the burnt toast one gets me. I love the idea. Yeah, I ordered toast, but it's too well made. I need this burnt. Could you make it burnt? And the idea of some chef back there, like tons and tons of toast back there. Like,
can't get it right.
You can't get it right. Like, I keep making it too good. Oh! There's some interesting ones out there, everybody. We will go ahead and take our final time out of the show. We'll come back. We're going to get into some programming news for you, talk about this great new contest we got going on, and some other great stories all coming up on the morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
It's time for Badger football. Get ready to plan your trip to Camp Randall this fall and enjoy our time-honored traditions like Jump Around and the iconic tunes of the Wisconsin Marching Band. With great tickets still available, you can join the crowd for exciting matchups against longtime conference foes like Penn State and brand-new Big Ten rival Oregon. Don't miss your chance to experience Badger football game day. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy, upper 50s tonight. Sunshine, 83 for Tuesday. For Tuesday night, clear skies and a low around 53. Lots of sun Wednesday and Thursday, with highs near 80 degrees. Friday, back to near 80.
It's 73 at our studios.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now right away. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm sorry now I ever went away. Every night and day.
Melissa, Seth, and James here with you to take you to the top of the hour, wrap up the show. Thanks so much for hanging out with us and kicking off your week with us.
Mm-hmm.
Got a That Ain't Right story, but who the That Ain't Right part is for is up to you.
Ooh.
We've all heard of people trying to pass fake money off to banks, as if they wouldn't notice the Monopoly sign on there or something like that. But what about a bank trying to pass fake money off to you?
No.
Independence Bank in Kentucky is in hot water after more than a dozen people received fake $100 bills. Not only that, but it was movie money that said, for motion picture purposes and in props, we trust on them. In props, we trust is a great way to put it.
I love that. That's great.
It wasn't totally obvious to some. They felt and looked real at first, but people definitely realized they were fake when they tried to spend them.
Oh, geez.
It's unclear who's at fault, but the bank is blaming it on the vendor that manages and maintains their machines. They say they've shut down the fake money ATMs and have contacted the people who may have been impacted.
Mm.
They also said, quote, we apologize for any inconvenience. Now, whether they are at fault or not for this, I am a little tired of industries immediately like looking to pass the buck.
Literally. He didn't realize he just
didn't
did
realize
that.
I did that. No, no. God, I feel like a fool.
That was actually pretty good. I liked it.
It was bad. It was bad. Look, if it's your fault or not, that's here or there, and it's certainly important so these things don't happen again to find that stuff out. But every business under the sun is better off owning these things and taking on some blame while also explaining, okay, we take the blame for this. However, it turns out it was this, this, and this, and then explaining where the problem really lies. But if you are the face of this, and this is where people are getting the money, that oftentimes, even if you are not to blame, they are not going to look much farther than this. How often have we talked about this? This is an old reference because nobody reads newspapers, unfortunately, anymore. But they used to, horrible thing business does on front page.
Mm-hmm.
And then the follow-up story a couple of days later would be on page 8 on side B.
Right.
Nobody ever reads that.
Yeah.
With this kind of stuff, that's what people are reading headlines mainly mm-hmm. on this.
Yep.
And even if you're not to blame, you're better off at least in the headline, bank takes responsibility for blah, blah, blah.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Boy, I know way back in the day in Hollywood, there was actually a law. You could not portray actual money on the screen.
Yeah, yeah.
They had to do fake, literally. Like, it couldn't look like U.S. tender, legal tender. I think they've relaxed that, and maybe to the detriment of a lot of things, because that's just weird, though. It's not like someone's trying to pass counterfeits or anything like that. It was just like some kind of weird mix-up kind of thing. Man. Either those bills were really good, except for the, you know, the little things on there about the prop stuff, you know, and props we truck. But because, I mean, when I've worked in that industry before, we've got like money counters that will spit out bad bills if they, you know, if there's something even a little bit wrong with them. You know, there's a lot of ways. There's a feel, you know, when you handle a lot of money, usually a fake bill feels a lot different from a real bill. That just to me is crazy. Like, either there was like
those markers that they
which work to a varying degree. But the thing is, what this tells me is that there's not a lot of people holding it anymore.
Yeah,
it's just going right through the system without people, you know, being in the middle there somewhere. So that's what my guess is.
It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We get to some good stories of the day and our schedule for the day. And boy, we got a good one lined up for you. Join us Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 for Midday Magazine. Great guests all week long. And we're going to kick it off with a good set of guests today. In part one, we're going to have John join us. He is the president of the Stevens Point Barbershoppers.
Yeah. Oh, cool. How cool is that?
They've got an evening of harmony coming up that we're going to be talking about. They'll be performing at the Performing Arts Center with students coming up. We're going to talk about that and their workshop and
so
all.
So cool.
It's going to be very cool. Very cool. Can't wait for that. And our good friend Dawn is going to join us, recreation supervisor for the City of Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Rec Department in part two.
Nice.
Got a lot of fall programs coming up. We're going to talk to Dawn about that at 4:30 today.
Very cool.
Programming note for you, a couple of notes here. For one, there will be no Playmakers this afternoon. James has a dentist appointment that he has to do that he did not remember and snuck up on him. And I'm going to there will be no Playmakers this afternoon because I will either be at my dentist appointment or I will be running off with the circus. I have decided that is there's only two options this afternoon how it may go.
James is now 10 years old again.
Yes. Yep. Yes. I have a very bad history with the dentist, like many people out there. And we'll see. We'll see. Find out tomorrow morning.
Fine. It'll be fine, James.
If I'm not here, you can find me at your local. You can find me at your local traveling circus.
Not many of those anymore.
For you in Baraboo.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to head right to the Circus World.
But we do appreciate all of our great listeners, and Playmakers will be back for you Wednesday, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I do want to note as well, tomorrow morning, we're going to be joined by Aaliyah Waite, Miss Wisconsin Rapids 2024.
Cool. It's very nice. Always great talking to those ladies.
Looking forward to that, and looking forward to some other great things we got going on locally. I wanted to also mention we have a blood drive happening that is going on tomorrow from 10 to 3 over at the Wisconsin Rapids former Eastern High School Music Room. 311 Lincoln Street from 10 to 3 tomorrow you can donate. And keep in mind, Monday, September 23rd from 2 to 7, you can donate at the same location. Also coming up on the 17th of this week, from 12:30 to 5:30, you can donate over at McMillan Library.
Ooh, lots of opportunities.
A lot of different things going on there. And Seth, you got something for us.
I do. Get ready, everyone. We have collected all of our books at the Moravian Church. We are now in the process of getting everything sorted and ready to go for the community book sale. It's happening this year, the 10th and the 11th from 8:30 to 6. And then the bag sale is on the 12th from 8:30 to 1. $2 a bag, as much as you can stuff in there. 100% of profits go to Mid-State Technical College scholarships. This is, of course, happening at the Moravian Church at 310 First Avenue South. Also, gift certificates are available. Great way to give the book lover in your life. It's a way to stock up on their obsession. Communitybooksale at gmail.com is the email address to find out more about that. And there's also, of course, going to be free baked goods and coffee while you browse. Come early, come often, everyone. We want to see you there.
Impact Wood County has a community opinion survey on alcohol and other drugs going on right now. Take a quick survey, just 10 minutes, to help us understand substance use in Wood County. After completing the survey, you could win a free $20 gift card from Quick Trip.
All right.
You can just go to Healthy People Wood County. That's healthypeoplewoodcounty.org. All one word. Just takes a couple of minutes. I've done this myself. And get in on that. It's a really cool thing, everybody.
Yeah.
And be listening this week, because we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to see Colin Ray, who is performing Thursday, September 26th, right here at the Performing Arts Center in Rapids.
Woo!
We had a great time talking with Colin on Midday Magazine. Encourage you to check out that interview at civicmedia.us under shows. And we thought well, what better way to make people really enjoy this concert than being able to go for free, possibly?
Ooh.
Be listening for that. We'll have an opportunity for you to go see Colin Ray here in Wisconsin Rapids Thursday, September 26th over at the Performing Arts Center. You can get your tickets right now at SavorTheArts.com, SavorTheArts.com. And, of course, be listening over the next 2 weeks because we've got the statewide civic media Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest.
Woo! Yes, indeed.
It's going to be a fun contest, you guys.
Great prizes. Mm-hmm. Great fun. Mm-hmm. Get the Civic Media app because you should have it already.
Yes.
I mean, come on, everyone. It's the hip thing to do.
Yes.
Get the Civic Media app.
Take us with you everywhere.
That's right.
Yeah. No, one of the biggest trends with the younger population right now is downloading the Civic Media app.
It is.
It is one 100%. Of the hottest trends. Go ahead and ask a young person. And they like it when you call them young person, too.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really good. That's
sure
really
do.
Good. That's really good. We are having a lot of fun with this one.
Yep.
What we're going to do is give you a keyword to text us with the Civic through the Civic Media app, and you have an hour to text that keyword to us at the top of the 7 a.m. and 11 a.m. hours and 1 and 4 o'clock hours.
Mm-hmm.
And in those hours, we'll have hourly winners where you could either win cash or gold.
Awesome.
Great.
And all of this leads into the grand prize, a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans.
That's Ooh. Awesome. So what a prize. Warm. All kinds of good prizes.
Yeah.
You can watch in the warmth.
That's right.
Yes.
Because
yes.
it's December and it's not going to be warm.
Be listening for that all over the next 2 weeks mm-hmm. at the top of the hours. And a big thank you to everybody who's downloaded the app already.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate you out there.
Yeah.
Appreciate the show today. Really good show, you two.
Yep. Yeah. Happy Monday,
thank
everybody.
You,
I want to say Monday. Thank you to our listeners and to Beth for joining us as well. Happy Monday, everybody. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W2